The Krochim or the Kforim. We're talking about a difference whether the city is in the base Knesset is in the big city, the Krochim, then they have no Tumas Negoyim. Vodik Forum. If the basic Knesset is in a small city, then they have a Tumas Negoyim. So Rashi explains the Havamina right now is that in the big cities, a lot of people come there, therefore it's considered like a Rishus Rabbim, like it belongs to the Rabbim. Therefore it's not Miyuchah, there's no Bailim, there's no owner to the basic Knesset, therefore it has no Tumas Negoyim. Mashenke and Dikforim, in a small city, there's only a few people using the shul, therefore everybody is Nikah, the Bailim is Nikah, and we say it as if it's Kibes HaShutfim, and therefore there is a Tumas Negoyim. This is the Havamina. Now the Gemara says, Votanya, Moriah Sestira, we Lekash, we go to the Braisam, Achuzaschem, the Pasuk says, Achuzaschem, Metama Benegoyim, V'yen Yerushalayim, Metama Benegoyim. Oman Yomah says that Bechlal, any bayis, any house in Yerushalayim, has no Tumas Negoyim. Even if you find a Nega, it doesn't have any Tuma. And Amr Abihudah says, no, Ani lo shemati ele mokem migdish, bulvad. I only heard that the mokem of the base of migdish, that's the only place that doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. Although Yerushalayim itself does have Tumas Negoyim. But I call upon him, ho boti kinesias, ho boti medroshes, mitama ben Negoyim. V'yaf agav dikrachem ninu. Here it's mashm according to both of them. Zayi according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zayi according to Tanakamo. It's only Yishan of Yerushalayim, or else the Beis Hamikdash doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. But any other place does have Tumas Negoyim, even though it's the basic analysis of the Krochim of big cities. And we'll soon see the reason why Yerushalayim doesn't have Tumas Negoyim, or else why the Beis Hamikdash doesn't have any Tumas Negoyim. Like Rashi says, Avamokam Migdash Bovad, Sheke Shekona Dovid as Gurim Yarenom. Hayavusi Govar Kesim Kol Shevet V'Shevet Kareminu V'Sebisachrish Kineshkuchat Kochim. That the base of Migdash, that Mokum like belongs to everybody. So again, it's not called the place Miyucha to one person. Therefore, there's no Tumas Negoyim. That's a Yehudi Shita. But Yerushalayim, he holds it was Nischalku L'Shvatim. Everybody owns it privately. Therefore, there is Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim. But I'll call upon him in Istan, base of Knesset, everybody holds there is Tumas Negoyim. So Gemara answers like this. No. Eima Omer of Yehuda, Ani lo shemati ela mokem mekudish bilvad. That if Yehudish there is any mokem mekudish, means any basic Knesset, does not have a Tumas Negoyim. And the reason is, we'll see later on, because again, it's not called Ubor, as the Pasuk we had before, Ubor ha-shaloi ha-bayis. That the bayis has to belong to you. It has to be a mokem miyuchid, this house belongs to you and not to a rabbin. And a mokem mekudish, which means like a basic Knesset, since it belongs to the rabbin, it doesn't have any Tumas Negoyim. So I'll call upon him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the basic Knesset in the Kerochim, for sure does not have Tumas Negoyim. Now the Gemara says, what's the Machloikas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about Yerushalayim? If even a private house in Yerushalayim doesn't have Tumas Negoyim or not? So the Gemara says like this, Tanakam is Sovar, Yerushalayim, Leinis Chalkul Shvotim. The Tanakam holds that Yerushalayim does not have a Din Yerusha. It was not given the Torah's Yerusha to any Shevet, therefore it like belongs to the Rabbin, and therefore there's no Din Tumas Negoyim. It doesn't have a locha for Nachozaschem, there's no Din Yerusha in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Yerushalayim Neschalku L'Shvotim. Yerushalayim was given out when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Even Yerushalayim also was given out a Yerusha to the Shvotim. Over Pluta Dani Tanoi, this Machlokes of Yerushalayim was Neschalku L'Shvotim or not, is a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani learned like this, Mahoye Bechalke Shah Yehuda. What was in Yehuda's Chelok in Yerushalayim? Har Habayis, Halishchas V'Azoros. This was all the Chelok of Yehuda. What part of Yerushalayim of the Mokam HaMikdash belonged to Binyamin? Ulam veHeichal uBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. This all belonged to Binyamin. Now Urutzua Hoysa Yoytza miChalka Shal Yehuda. There was one like strip of land that belonged to Yehuda, and this strip of land went straight through veNechnestes leChalka Shal Binyamin. It went through the Chelak of Binyamin. Uvohoyim Mizbeach Bonui. And on this the Mizbeach was built. So the kids said the Mizbeach was also built on the Chelik Shah Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Ubinyamin Atzadik, Koyim Itztairo Leho Labolo, Bechol Yoyim. As Binyamin Atzadik, this verse means that the Binyamin, the Tzadik Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu. So the Ritzvah speaks out, even though he didn't live to see the Beis HaMikdash, it means that Bezruach HaKadosh, he saw what's going to happen, and it bothered him right now, that Binyamin Atzadik, right now when he was alive, Koyim Itztairo, it bothered him. That how come this strip of land is going to be taken away from him and being given to Yehuda where the Mizbech is going to be built. Shenemel at the Pasuk says, Choyfe Falof Kalayim. That it bothered him every day. He was like hovering over this piece of land that he lost. Lefikach, therefore, Zocho bin Yomen HaTzadik v'naso ush pischin ligvura. Therefore, bin Yomen HaTzadik was Eichom that the Shechina should be in his chelik, which means the Oren. The Oren, where the Torah was, where the Shechina was, that was in the chelik Sho bin Yomen. Sho bin Yomen. Shenemo, like the Pasuk says, Ubein Seif of Shochin. So, Bekitza, you see here what that Yerushalayim was Nizchalku l'Shvatim, even the Mokam of Migdish was given out part to Ibn Yamin, part to Yehuda. So that's Pshat in Yav Yehuda Shita that says that Yerushalayim does have Tumas Nagoyim. Now, Vahai Tana Sova, Yerushalayim loy Nizchalku l'Shvatim. But another Tana, like our Tana Kam hold, Yerushalayim was not given out l'Shvatim. The Tanya we learned like this. Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. So Rav Dvos says it's talking about Bisman Oilu Regal. When the Yidden used to come up from Chutz to Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim, so the people living in Yerushalayim were not allowed to rent out the houses to the people coming up to the Regal. Why can't they rent out the houses, charge people for living in the house? Because it doesn't belong to them. He's like, Yerushalayim was not Neschalkul Neshvatim. The Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer, Reb Tzadik Omer, Afloy mitos, you can't even rent out like a bed. And the Ritvah speaks out, or the Tosis Yishonim says, it means the mokum, where you have your bed, since the place, the floor, the ground, doesn't belong to you, you're not allowed to rent out that either. In other words, when the people used to come to the regular, you couldn't charge anybody money for sleeping in your house or sleeping in your bed. Lefikach, the Gemara says, therefore, Mashma the Rabbon made a takona that oiros kodeshim, that the skin from the kabonis that the Bailam take home with them, let's say you bring a korban shlomim, so the locha is the skin, the aura of the animal belongs to the bailam, to the owner that brought the korban. So these owners, when they used to bring the korbanos, and then they went home to sleep in the inn, or to sleep by somebody's house in Yerushalayim, that Rabbanan made a takona, that Baalei Ushbezichnan, like the owner of the inn, or the owner of the house where these people used to sleep, was Noitle Noisim Bezroya. They had a right to take it away from the people sleeping there, even by force. In other words, even though they did not have to pay real money, but they had this chus to get at least the skin away from them. Now, why the skin? The Omer Abaye says, Shema Amina, from here we see that Urcha Arya, like it's a good meat, it's a nice derech eretz, lemishpach inish, gulfam, a person should leave over to his innkeeper, where he stayed there, the gulf or the leftover pitchers of wine, ulmashcha, and his skin, the leftover skin that he has, luyish bezia. He should leave it over to his innkeeper. So since there's a nice minig, like it's a midas toiva, till if you sleep by somebody's house, to leave him over this. So therefore here, by all the regolim in Yerushalayim, since the owner can't charge any money, Rabbanan made a takona koponim, that the owner like has a right to take away the skin from the bottom of the people that are sleeping there. But I koponim, this time holds that Yerushalayim was not neschalkul l'shvatim, it does not really belong to the people living there. So this is the machlokes before Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. But our co-opponents were coming out so far that according to Yehudi Shita before it was Mokum Muktosh, any place that's holy, like a basic Knesset, does not have Tumas Negoyim. But the Havimina Rid, that's only by a big city, the Krachin. Mashenkin, the Kforum, in a small city, then we say, like Rashi said, since only a few people own the shul, it's like Nikur, we see, we can realize who the owners are, that's considered like Bayis Loi. Fred Gemara, is that true? The Kforum, Mimetama Benegoyim, does even in the small cities, a shul, does the basic Knesset have Tumas Negoyim? For a time it was learned like this. The Pasuk says, Liachuza, we darshanat sheyich b'shuwaisa. There's no Tumas Negoyim until first the Eden captured Eretz Yisrael. What about Kiv Shuwaisa v'lechelkum? Let's say they captured it, but they did not divide up the land, l'shvatim, or else chalku l'shvatim. They already divided up the land. Each shevet got their chelik. But v'lechelkum l'veis avis, in each shevet did not divide up to each mishpacha. Each mishpacha, each family didn't get their chelik yet. What about Cholkul LeBeis Avos? No, even after they divided up Eretz Yisrael, that each mishpach, each family, got their portion of land that belongs to them, but V'yein Kol Echad Makirish Loi, let's say there were a few people in the family, and we don't know exactly which person owns which land. Minayin, how do we know that there's no Tumas Negoyim yet? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ubo Asher Loi Habayis, that you have to come to a house that belongs to you. So we darshin Mishem Yuchid Loi, that's miyuchid, it's set aside for you. Everybody knows this land, this house belongs to you. Yotzu Elu goes out this case when they first conquered Eretz Yisrael, even though they divided up l'shvatim, and each shevet gave it out to the mishpacha. But since everybody in the mishpacha does not know which land belongs to them yet, that's not called Ubu Ashaloi. Shem miyuchadim loy. So the Chur Huadim, the Beis HaKnesses, the Kforim, even though there's only a few people that own it, But still, it's not nikr, it's not miyuchid, which part of the shul belongs to who. So therefore, still not called miyuchid to a special person. So l'chura, according to the svar, the kfarim should also not have tumas nagoyim. So how could you answer on top the stira to the brisa, that one brisa said a basic knesset does have tumas nagoyim, and one brisa says it doesn't have? You want to answer the difference is, one is a basic knesset, the kruachim of the big cities, that does not. But the small ones of the kfarim does have tumas nagoyim. According to the svar right now, even the kfarim should not have tumas nagoyim. So how are we answering this theory before we had on the brises? So the Gemara says, "Elo machvarta kashnina mikara." We have to come on to the terrace we said before, that the difference is, one brise is talking about where in the shul, there's a base diru there, the chazan, the shamash sleeps there. So since that room is miyuchad to him, it's a private room there, he sleeps there, therefore it's called, it could have tumas nagoyim. And the brise that says there's no tumas nagoyim is talking about when nobody sleeps in the shul. Therefore, just on the basic nesses itself, since it's not miyuchid for labayim, it's not called aboah asher uvoah asher loy habayis. Therefore, there's no tumas nagoyim. So the Moravite, and the Mishnah says u'maskinan loy koyin acher, that we're afraid before Yom Kippur we have to prepare a second koyin gadol. Let's say we're afraid maybe the first koyin gadol will come tamei. He can't do the avodah. So therefore, we have a second koyin gadol set aside. He'll be able to do the avodah. So the Gemara like this now. Shita, it's very good to us, we understand that Ira boy psul kaidim tamei shoshachar. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur became tamei at night before they brought the tamei shoshachar in the morning. So now we have to appoint the second Kohen Gadol. So the shaila is, before a Kohen Gadol does the avodah, he has to have chinuch. That he has to be like, it's Yidua, we know that he's the Kohen Gadol. He has to do something to show he's a Kohen Gadol before he can start doing the avodah. So Bishleim, if the first Kohen became Tomei before the Tomei Shoshachar, then we understand that Mechanchin Oisai B'Tomei Shoshachar. We let the second Kohen Gadol now, he brings the Tomei Shoshachar. Now when he brings the Tomei Shoshachar, he has to wear the eight begodim. So B'Shas he's wearing these eight begodim and doing the Avodah, that's called the Chinuch. Like everybody sees he's the Kohen Gadol, he's wearing the special begodim. So that's called the Chinuch, it's good he has a Shem Kohen Gadol, and later he can start doing the Avodah Sayoyim. But what's going to be? Ela ira boy psul. Acha tomet shoshachar. Let's say no. Bishas they brought the first tomet in the morning. The first Kohen Gadol was okay. He first became posel, became tomet after they brought the tomet shoshachar. So now you have to start using the second Kohen Gadol, going directly into lefnayim lefnim to start to do the avodah on Yom Kippur itself. For the Gemara v'mayim mechanchin oisai. How does he become like a Kohen Gadol? Because the shailu is a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he does the avodah lifnim inside, he only wears dalad begodim. The same four begodim that a Kohen Hegid wears the whole year, those are the begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears when he goes lifnayim lifnim. So this Kohen Gadol now, up until now he was a Kohen Hegid. Right now he's becoming to be a Kohen Gadol. What is he going to be wearing special? Like how are we going to see that he's a Kohen Gadol? If he goes straight to do the avodah sayoyim, he only wears dalad begodim the same way a regular Kohen Hegid wears dalad begodim. So for the Gemara Kasha, b'ma mechanchin oisai, how do we give him a chinuch? Like how is it nikar? How do we see that he's the Kohen Gadol? That's what Rashi learns here. B'ma mechanchin, as Rashi says, haray avodas yom kippurim shachar atomet bi'abor begodim hi. The Kohen also only wears four begodim. Uv'ma hu nikar shu Kohen Gadol miyolim. How do we see that he's a Kohen Gadol? Ve'echin yotzim ha'adjoitis, how did he go out of his status before that he was called the Kohen Hegid? Shetei avodah sayim nasas b'Kohen Gadol. Mashma, there's a din before, like you have to become a Kohen Gadol with a chinuch, by showing something, b'shas avodah, that you're a Kohen Gadol. So here, when you start to do the avodah on Yom Kippur itself, after the Tomei Shoshachar, the next avodah is being done inside of my lefnim, with only the four begodim. So how is it nikah now you're a Kohen Gadol? Is Omer Ravada Barava. So he gives it, Ravada Barava wants to give a teretz, the avnit. So he wears the special avnit. He's the avnit, the gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, that the Torah says is made out of boots. It's made out of pure linen. It's not made out of any wool inside, there's no klayim involved. So Mashma the Gemara means to say that the regular avnit that the Kohen Hegid wears the whole year, that's made out of klayim. That's made out of wool and linen. Vashenki is the gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes lefnayim lefnim, that's only made out of boots. So according to this, it's good. When he starts to put on this gartel of boots, now it's nikkur that he's a Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Hegid doesn't wear such a gartel. So the Gemara says, Honich l'man diyama, this is very good, according to the man diyama, we'll soon see an Amad Beis, that holds Avnei Shekoin Godol, Zehu Avnei Shekoin Hedjit, that the Avnei, the Gartel that a Kohen Godol wore the whole year, that's the same type of a Gartel that a Kohen Hedjit wore the whole year. Now, this much it says in the Torah, that the Gartel of a Kohen Godol depends. On Yom Kippur itself, it was only made out of boots, only made out of linen. Vashenken, the Gartel of a Kohen Godol the whole year, was made out of Kalayim. There was wool and linen in there together. Now, there's a man diyama that says that just like the Kohen Godol's Avnet the whole year was made out of Kalayim, who adin, that's the same Avnet the Kohen Hedjit wore the whole year, was also made out of Kalayim. So then it's very good, because now on Yom Kippur, the Avnet of the Kohen Godol has to be made out of boots, out of linen only. So therefore, it's Nikur right now, we can tell right now that this Kohen is a Kohen Godol, because today he's wearing a different Gartel than a regular Kohen Hedjit wears. So therefore, it's very good. El Oloman the Yomer. But according to the man the Yom, it says no. The same Gartel that a Kohen Godol wears the whole year, which is made out of Kalayim, is not the same Gartel a Kohen Hedjit wears the whole year. Is this man the Yom holds that a Kohen Hedjit wears the whole year an Avnet made out of boots only made out of linen, no Kalayim involved? So then, Ma'ikel Meimer, what can you say? Since the same Gartel that a Kohen Hedjit wears the whole year, that's the same type of the Gartel that the Kohen Godol wears on Yom Kippur, which is also only made out of boots. So again, when this Kohen now puts on these Dalet Begodim to go in Lefnai Lefnim, how is it Nikur that he's a Kohen Godol? He's wearing the same Avnet on Yom Kippur, which is made out of boots. According to this man Diyama, this is the same Avnet that a regular Kohen Hedjit wears the whole year. So again, how is it Nikur is Chinuch? So the Gemara answers, Omar Abai gives a teretz. I tell you, loivesh shmoina, let this second Kohen Godol, after the first Kohen Godol already brought the Tomei Shel Shachar, then he became Postle, became Tomei. So now with the second Kohen Godol, let him first do this Avodah and put on the eight Begodim. His loivesh shmoina, let him put on his eight Begodim, the Tzit, the Choshen, the Eifoid, let him put it on. U'mahapech b'tinura, and let him do this Avodah, let him take a spoon, let him take a fork, let him mix up the pieces of meat, the pieces of the Tomet Shoshachar, the pieces of meat from that Korban Ola. Let him mix it up on the Mizbeach to let it burn better. That's called Mahapech Bitsanura. Let him mix around, push around the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach, and it'll burn better that way. And that's also called an Avoidim. Ukud Rafuna, like Rafuna. The Yama Rafuna said, Zar Shehofach Bitsanura. If a Zar, a regular Yisrael, not a Kain, went and took this fork and mixed around, moved around the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach, you should know that Lachar is Chayiv Misa. That Zar is Chayiv Misa. So what do you see? It's called an Avoida. Therefore now in Yom Kippur in the morning also, even though you don't have to do this Avoida, but our Kolporim is called an Avoida, so the Lachar from Chinuchiz was saying that the Kohen Godol, he has to first do an Avoida that's Nikur, we could all tell that he's a Kohen Godol. So therefore let him do this Avoida of moving around the pieces of meat when the random is bech to burn better, and when he's doing this avoidah, since we're making him a Kohen Godol, he has to wear the eight begodim. So now that he wears his eight begodim to do this avoidah, that's called chinuch, that's called its nikkur, we can all tell and realize that he is the Kohen Godol. So this is the way we'll get him to look like a Kohen Godol. Now even though you don't really have to do this, so chur to shala, how are you allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, the chur you're over the Issa Mavir. You're like moving the meat on the fire, you're making it burn better, you're being Mavir. So basically what you have to say is, that the avoidus on Yom Kippur, or the avoidus, is hutra. The avoid Yom Kippur is hutra, you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. So any avoid that you're doing is hutra, you're allowed to do it. So this avoider also, since it is called an avoider, to move around the pieces of meat on them is bad, let them burn better, even though you don't have to do it, but if you do it though, avada, it's mutter to do it even on Yom Kippur. So that's the etzah now. We'll let the Kohen Godol, before it starts to do the avoidus of the yom, where he only wears the dalet begodim lefnai lefnim, before he starts to do that avoidah, let him first put on his eight begodim, and he'll do this type of an avoidah. He'll take a fork and move around the pieces of meat from the korban hatamid on the fire, and that's called an avoidah. So the Mara Rav Papa says another teretz. Avoidah soy mechan chosay. You're asking the question, how is this?